Hello and welcome to your GCSE English Literature Revision Podcast. I'm your study guide, and today we're diving deep into one of the most powerful and rewarding texts on your course, Jane Eyre by Charlotte Bronte. Whether you're studying this for AQA, EdXL, OCR, or another exam board, this episode's going to give you everything you need to walk into that exam hall feeling confident and prepared. In the next 10 minutes, we're going to cover the core concepts and themes, the key characters and what they represent, the writer's methods Bronte uses to shape meaning, the exam tips that examiners wish every candidate knew, and a quick-fire recall quiz at the end to test yourself. So grab your revision notes, get comfortable, and let's get into it. First, a quick overview. Jane Eyre was published in 1847 under the pen name Currer Bell because Charlotte Bronte knew that a novel written by a woman would not be taken as seriously in Victorian society. That detail alone tells you something crucial about the novel's central concerns: gender, identity, and the struggle for equality in a world that tries to suppress you. The novel follows Jane from her miserable childhood at Gateshead Hall, through her years at the brutal Lowood School, to her life as a governess at Thornfield Hall, where she falls in love with the brooding, complicated Edward Rochester. But just as happiness seems within reach, a devastating secret is revealed, and Jane must make the hardest moral choice of her life. It is a Bildungsroman, which means a coming-of-age novel, tracing Jane's psychological and moral development from a powerless orphan to a woman of independent means and equal standing. That journey is the heart of the novel, and it is what examiners want you to explore.